Next patient is Allison DeGraw. That's DeGraw. DeGraw, D as in David. DeGraw. Allison, Alison. Please make a copy for Rose Boscano, APRN. Rose, ROSE. Boscano is BOSCAINO. B as in boy. BOSCAINO. Boscano. Date of birth of the patient is 11/14/1970. Please make a copy for Rose Boscano. Next paragraph. Dear Rose, thank you for sending Allison DeGraw for evaluation. Next, here's present illness. This is a 53-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking, as well as history of rheumatoid arthritis. Has a history of multiple allergies with nasal congestion, post nasal drip, and sinus disease. She had a CT chest done in June 2024, which showed a 8 millimeter ground glass opacity in the left upper lobe, which was stable since 1 year. There was moderate to severe emphysema noted. No lung consolidation or pleural effusion. Period. The patient presently has no significant symptoms of cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history for C-section in 92, tubal ligation in 99, cholecystectomy in 2008, lumbar disc fusion at L5 and S1 in February 2010 and 2012. She had a C-spine fusion times 2 in 2011 and 14, and endometrial ablation in 2012. She had a kyphoplasty of the back in 21. Period. The patient has rheumatoid arthritis and has a history of smoking, and has COPD. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for over 30 years, continues to smoke. No significant alcohol use. She's presently disabled due to back pain. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of esophageal cancer. Mother died of breast cancer. Next, allergies to shellfish. and makes paragraph system review. The patient had no recent weight loss, no fatigue or fever, no doublets, no cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, hematuria, or flank pains. She has hay fever. She has shortness of breath and some wheezing. No cough. No abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or urinary symptoms. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea. She also denies chest pains, jaw pain, or calf muscle pains. There's no anxiety, no depression. Denies easy bruising or bleeding gums. No joint. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next paragraph. Med list. Alendronate 70 milligrams weekly. Methotrexate injection weekly. And albuterol inhaler 2 PRN. And melatonin at night. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is a averagely built middle-aged white female who's alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor cyanosis, clubbing of perforedema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 126 by 70. Pulse 96, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 109, saturation 98. HGND non-phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursion. And no definite crackles. Heart, the absence of regular swollenness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexive 1 plus with no gross motor lesions. Cranial nose, ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is rheumatoid arthritis. Number 3 is pulmonary nodule. Right. Lung etiology, left lung etiology undetermined. Pulmonary nodule, left lung. And number 5 is nicotine dependency. And number 6 is hypertension. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, and a blood test. She will continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. Follow up to be arranged approximately 3 weeks orally if necessary. Thank you for the consultation. Copy 4. And let's see. Copy for Rose Boscaino, 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 APRN. Thank you, Dr. Susan.